Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker, and some might say I have a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight we got a fun one to talk about. I originally wasn't going to do this because this is, to me, just some news anchor girl that's complaining because probably Alpha Chad dumped her or something like that. But I got a ton of messages and emails and comments in my videos below. A bunch of you guys said, hey, talk about this. So I said, okay, I'll give it a little bit of time. And what this is Tomi Lahren, I believe I'm pronouncing that right. Tomi Lahren is a news correspondent or pundit for Fox News. She's very conservative. She's what you might call traditional conservative or tradcon. And so a lot of guys, you know, on here, we've talked about, you know, the girl power, they're crazy, they don't treat men well. But what about conservative women? What about God-fearing, Republican, down-to-earth, salt-of-the-earth women? Do we have a chance with them? Come to find out. I'm so excited I'm not even getting my words right tonight. Come to find out, they're no different than, feminists. As a matter of fact, she sounds exactly the same as one. Now, she put out a 15-minute video on Facebook, which is just basically a rant, and I'll get to that story in a second. But I want to do a little setup for you. I want to do a little prep, so when we get to the video, and that's why I wait a day or two for some of these things to come out, so that way when we get to the video, you'll maybe understand her mindset a little bit. Otherwise, I'm just playing a video where a girl's complaining about men. Shocking. But so let me get this recording. And let me jump over here to this tab right here. This is Tomi Lahren. She's going to be doing a PSA for boyish men. And she says, someone had to say it. And this is from August 4th. And her comment, this is her comment. Let me start here. She comes out and I'm going to cover this, but 15 minutes of just complaining about men. And I'm not going to do the whole video because it's been covered everywhere on most men's channels. But this comes out and she got 51,000 likes, which based on my videos, that means this has probably been seen, I don't know, like 500,000 times. But she says on here, she complains about men. And then when she gets a little bit of a snapback, this is what she says. It appears to me the quote, men getting triggered by this video are likely not men at all. If you were, you'd know this doesn't apply to you and you'd laugh at all the wussy boys that don't know how to grow up and act right. I said what I said. And that was the first thing that really made me understand what type of person she is, because imagine that I put out a video where I just take 15 minutes and complain about women. In other words, the majority of work I've done. But at the end of it, instead of taking a neutral position, like I usually try to at least, instead of that, instead I said, hey, it appears to me that women getting triggered by this video are not likely women at all. If you were, you'd understand this doesn't apply to you, and you'd laugh at all the I don't know, sad butthurt girls that don't know how to grow up and act right. Can you imagine me saying that? I'm pretty sure I would be canceled. I certainly wouldn't be allowed to that video to be kept up on Facebook, because all the women would be triggered and they'd be reporting the video and it'd get taken down. So Tomi Lahren says that men are, and this is here, 2 days ago. Well, I went back just a couple of months and come to find out Tomi Lahren calls off an engagement to her fiance, Brandon Frick, or Frike. We are still best friends, she says. Now, I'm torn. I don't know if either A, she broke it off with him, or B, he broke it off with her. But by the tone of this video, and I want to hear what you guys think when I play the video at the end of this, I want to hear what you guys think. Do you think this is a woman that left her guy? Or do you think this is a woman that got left, or that she got dumped and he moved on without her? Because after you hear the video, if you were this guy, you'd walk away too, no matter how pretty or successful she is. But let's go back to April. We'll do a quick setup. It's going to be like a minute or two. And then we'll move on. Tomi Lahren has called off her engagement to Brandon Frick. It just wasn't in the cards, she says, despite the split. She says, we're still best friends. She was last pictured wearing her engagement ring in an Instagram photo on January 1st. It's also the last time she posted photo of Frick and her together. They've been spending time in the Big Apple. So, well, here's a picture of her and Captain America, also known as Chad Five, top 5%er. He's a professional or played for semi-professional soccer, and he's now running for a government position, but we'll get there. Anyway, you can see she's very happy with him and all smiles, and but it doesn't say who broke up with who. That's one thing I noticed. She says she broke up with him, whatever. But apparently she gave back the $50,000 engagement ring. Now, I don't know about you, but as a woman, if you're dating, you know, a tall, let me go to the next article so you can see. Do they show a picture of, I thought I had a picture of, yeah. That, okay, so he's tall, he's good looking, he's athletic, he plays soccer. He bought her a $50,000 ring. Like, isn't this the dream card that all the women say, I want tall, I want handsome, I want athletic, I want financially secure. Well, that puts him at least, I'd say, in the top 10%. So I have my doubts that she walked away from him. That's just a guess. But here, Brandon Frick is an independent candidate running to represent the people of California's beautiful 33rd Congressional District. So after his soccer career, now he's moving into politics. And this is from a few months old. It still shows them together, and they haven't updated it since. But it sounds like he's running for Congress. So, hey, wouldn't you want to like have a chance to be married to a congressman that's young? He's 28, athletic, good looking, bought her a $50,000 engagement ring, which means he has the means to do that unless he completely bankrupted himself for a ring. So next we're going to move on to, and I'm going to read this article, and then we're going to do the video. And I'm trying to make this quick, but I just want to give you guys the prep, because when you hear this video, I don't know about you, but I wanted to pull my teeth out. She was so entitled and bratty and childish and condescending. You know what? She was woman-splaining. She was mansplaining. She says, and this is an article written yesterday about it. A lot of men are trash. Tomi Lahren posts a 14-minute, quote, PSA for boyish men. I think they're trash all over this country. A lot of men don't know how to treat a woman. Now, I don't know about you, but if this is coming out here a few months after they broke up, maybe in January or whatever it was, either she broke up with him to go with another guy that she thought was another, like, I don't know, equal to or better than what she had, and that guy like just dumped her, which I think could have happened, because I don't think she'd be this mad 8 months later after a January breakup, even if her boyfriend did leave her. I think maybe she did break it off with the other guy, and this is all just off the top of my head, and another dude burned her because she is angry. The segment, prefaced as a helpful guide for men entitled PSA for Boyish Men, stressed that men over the age of 20 from across the country, from Texas to Nashville to Los Angeles, do not know how to treat women and are generally trash, though there are exceptions, she said. I consider myself a teacher, a helper, someone who could possibly inspire people to be better, said Lahren. So with that being said, this is a PSA for all the men out there and all the boys that think they're men, but they're actually boys. This is going to be the summer of canceling boys, says the woman that considers herself a teacher, a helper, and someone who could possibly inspire people to be better. Wow, great start. I feel inspired already. Inspired not to talk to people like you. But remember, this is not some crazy, like, left purple-haired. This is Miss America. This is Miss Conservative, Miss Small Town USA, Miss Fox News reporter. And it just goes, and I'm not trashing the networks or conservatives. I'm not saying that, fellas. But what I am saying is that she's showing her stripes, man. She's no different than anybody else, the entitlement. A lot of men are trash. A lot of men don't know how to treat a woman. See why I think she got burned here somewhere? Because if she left him and she was having the time of her life, she wouldn't be so angry. She wouldn't be so frustrated. So when this rant comes out, she's heartbroken. And I don't know, again, I don't think it's over her old guy. I think she went to a new Chad and then she got burned on that. But here's the thing, with the top 10%ers, 5%ers, 20%ers of guys, I mean, she's a news anchor, she's attractive, or at least most people would consider her attractive. She's shooting for the top 5 to 10% of guys. 10% at the lowest, I'm thinking. And so I don't see her getting this upset if she left him. She says, a lot of men don't know how to really, quite frankly, pull their heads out of the sand and pay attention. So I'm going to help you. No, you're not going to help us. You're going to lecture to us. and get all your vitriol. And one thing that people read the comments on these videos, and they listen to my videos, and you're like, wow, you're just angry at all women, and you're just, hey, we've got things to complain about and gripe about. We try to have a mature discussion about it. You're going to tell me now that we're childish and trash and all this other stuff and we're boys, but now you're going to help us and pull our heads out of the sand. This is not a good start. One of the four areas identified by Lauren was the issue of men pursuing a girl while they are involved with other women. I don't think that's cool. I mean, you know, be honest. She says, I'm not a girl power advocate, so please don't take this as that rant. It's still the same. I love men. I think they're great. I think they've failed themselves and they failed us. You know what? If we don't put attention into you, we're not failing ourselves. As a matter of fact, we're protecting ourselves. I'm great. I'm fine. No one can hurt me. But they failed you? How's a guy failed you? Unless you put your expectations in him and they weren't returned. Let me get to the video. I'll leave the link down below for this, guys, if you want to see it. Let me get to this video. I want you to hear the vitriol and the anger. Because it's spicy. And I like this because this, to me, is a woman scorned. I think she left her guy. I think she chased Chad. I think he bounced and just had a little bit of fun and moved on because he's got so many options. I mean, if he's a top 5%er, he's got girls like her knocking down his door all the time. So let's listen to her complaints here.
My last thing on my list is also very important. Don't be, excuse my language, don't be a bitch. Don't be a bitch. Don't be a bitch. If you have then failed and you lost a woman of value like myself or my friends.
If you've lost a woman of value like myself or my friends. See, the minute that you have this crappy attitude, the minute that I think I'm valuable. I believe I have value. Do you ever think I would ever walk up to somebody and say, if you don't understand men of value like myself and like my friends, you can't demand respect. You have to earn it. And here she's trying to demand respect for her and her friends because they're amazing, you see.
And then we don't really care anymore. Don't be a bitch. Don't be butthurt. You did it to yourself, okay?
You hear that, guys? If you left her and we lost the best thing ever, don't, it's your fault.
And it's no longer my problem. Now it's become a personal problem of yours. So don't be a bitch. And by the way, if I'm no longer interested because your effort is shitty, that's not me being a bitch. That's not me being difficult. That's me having a standard in which I expect from people. I do have high standards and high expectations. My friends have high standards and high expectations. Do you want to know why? We've worked for those.
Hey, you know what? So have a lot of guys. Men work for their standards too. But you know something? You might look at her and consider her attractive, and then she opens her mouth and instantly plummets to a 3. I not only would not want to date somebody like this or certainly spend the rest of my life with a woman like this. Thank goodness Brandon Freck decided to bail. I wouldn't want to stand 5 minutes in a room with a woman like this, lecturing me like this. Just not worth it. The entitlement and the saltiness here. This is why I'm telling you, she got burned.
Okay? We work hard. We're successful. We take care of ourselves. We try to look cute. We have a desire to be something more each day, okay? That's why we have the ability to be somewhat what you call difficult.
Do you know what? You can be successful. You can be attractive. You can be driven. You can be a go-getter. And you don't have to be difficult. You can be nice. You can be sweet. You can be feminine. You can be appreciative. But that's not where she's coming from. Shocking.
It's not difficult. We just have a baseline standard. And if you can't meet that standard, that's okay. A lot of men cannot. But if you are one of those men out there, and I have them all over my DMs, sometimes I check them, and you guys are like, what would it take to be with someone like you? What would it take to be with your friends?
A real man would not be DMing her that. A real man would not DM her and be like, what does it take to be with a girl like you? What does it take to be with a woman like you? That's not a man. Sorry. That's not a quality guy. Quality guys never reach out like that and go sniffing around and poking bees' nests, trying to see if they can get some action. Quality men don't do that. So either A, they're not quality men, or B, she's lying to use this as a story to humble brag about herself. I'm going to go with option B.
What are girls like you, what are they looking for? I laid them out for you very simply there. In order to have a shot with a girl like me or girls like my friends, girls that are worth a damn, you don't really have to be Brad Pitt. You don't have to be famous. You don't even really have to make a lot of money or have a really fantastic job. You just have to be determined. You have to be in some way successful in that you want to attain some certain kind of success for yourself. You're driven. You have goals. You can handle a woman with standards. That's not going to turn you off. And you're going to put in the effort.
Okay. Gentlemen, if you have standards, if you have a good work ethic, you don't have to be tall here. She said that. You don't have to be attractive. You don't have to have a lot of money. But you need to be able to work hard, be driven, have focus. All the things that she said. How many guys here, raise your hand if you meet that criteria. Okay? I'm thinking most of us, probably 90, 95% of us are raising our hands to this. All right, guys, now raise your hand if you think she would ever even talk to you in a club, in a public setting, looking like we do. Looking, you know, look at her brand in here. Captain America over here. Now, he must not have money. Oh, wait, yeah, he does have money. Yeah. But he doesn't have to be famous. Oh, he was a soccer player and running for Congress. We don't have to be tall. You don't. Oh. So you don't have to have all those things, but apparently that wasn't good enough for her? I don't know. Now, last question. Raise your hand for this one. How many of you, after hearing her speak, would spend a couple minutes in a room with her, letting her speak to you like this? Oh, put your hand down. I know you're being sarcastic. No, none of us would. Of course not. Of course not.
To be with somebody like myself or my friends, we deserve that.
Yeah, I see her going out with Danny DeVito. He's successful, don't you?
And we will not compromise our standards. I'll tell you this. It will be a cold day in hell when I chase a man. And I know
it'll be a cold day in heck when a man chases you, if they see this video.
That's the same thing for my friends as well. And if my friends are listening and they're thinking about chasing a man, please, for the love of God, do not. Because there is not one single man on planet Earth, okay, that is worth making any woman feel like she is not good enough.
Now, you guys, you know, they joke about that we don't have any luck with women. We're never with women. We know that's not the truth. We've dated. We've been on the market. We've met women like this. What do you agree with me or not? Tell me in the comments down below. Do you agree with me or not that I think she broke up with her dude around the first of the new year. I think she chased after a guy. I think she chased after maybe a one percenter. And I think she had a bit of fun, a bit of action, a little bit of casual. She started getting the tingles and the feels and the, ooh, maybe he's the guy. And he went, oh yeah, I just remembered. I have 19 more like you. And he bailed. That's my guess. I want to hear what you guys think. Do you think I'm accurate on that one?
I don't care how hot a girl is, how smart, how successful, how rich. We have all dealt with men who treat us like we are not good enough. No.
Oh, what? You mean you might have experienced what 80 to 90% of men have experienced? Where we're amazing and kind and generous and giving and would literally do anything for the woman that we loved? And yet she walked away or cheated on you or left you and you're heartbroken? Oh, the horror. Welcome to being a dude. Welcome to why probably 90% of you are here. Shocking. Now she knows what it feels like on the other side.
The problem is we are too enough and you can't handle it.
Oh, strong and empowered. Oh, so strong and empowered. They're too much. She's too much. You can't handle me. I'm too strong. It's not strength. It rhymes with itch. You're too something else, I'll tell you that much. So guys, here, you know, a lot of times we talk about, hey, what about girls in Southeast Asia? What about Ukrainian women? What about, you know, Eastern Bloc women? Because I've even mentioned, like, I think you'd have a better shot there if you stayed over there and you were able to bring your American income or your European income or whatever it is. I think you might have a shot. Is it better than 50 at the coin flip? Probably not. But we talk about conservative, traditional conservative women, and they are out there. I am telling you, they are out there. But do you know what supersedes that? Do you know what is more powerful than being a conservative, traditional woman? A woman who has, that looks like this, that has had only the best dating experiences, where she gets to select, she is a selector, let me say that. She gets to choose what men she entertains, because she's going to get hot dogs thrown at her all day long. She's the girl in the grocery aisle that guys stare at. I've seen pictures. Now again, I'm not saying necessarily she's my type as far as looks, but she is attractive enough to get the attention until she opens her mouth. So she's had the choice of choosing, and she's never ever had been turned down, or very rarely. Very rarely do things not go her way in life. So the first time, or the second, or whatever time, but most recently, I think, she found a guy that she wanted. She found something she wanted. And since she's never or rarely disappointed in the dating world, she went for it and she got disappointed, and she's not used to this. You know, when you go out in the sun, there's a reason why your skin gets a little bit darker. It's because it's a tan, and it's your body's way of protecting you from getting burned. There's a reason why when you walk on sharp sticks and rocks, the pads on the bottom of your feet get thick. It's so you get used to that incoming pain and that incoming damage, and your body adapts to it. This woman is not adapted. This woman has never, or very rarely in her life, been, she's never been on the receiving end of, no, I'm not interested in you anymore. I don't want to date you anymore. I've got other choices. Yes, I cheated. Yes, I lied to you, and I've got four other girlfriends. Because you hear her talking about, like, and if you watch the video, which again, I didn't do the full thing. If you watch it, she's complaining about, number one, be single. When the number one on your list of your rant is be single, to me, that may be the guy she was chasing also had other guys. So I don't know, guys. I want to hear what you think. Do you think my analysis is right here? Am I off? Do you think I'm off? Why do you think I'm off? Do you think maybe this brand new guy that was maybe going to get married to her just went, holy cow, I cannot spend the rest of my life with someone like this? Or do you think she broke it off and she went after a guy that she thought she was going from 5% to 1% hypergamy? That monkey branch is just sticking out there. Do you think she made the swing and she missed? Or she only grabbed it with her fingertips and was only there for a second, and then she went plummeting all the way down? I want to hear what you guys think. I thought this was a fun review. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. I'll leave it there. Guys, this is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, she swung for a monkey branch. I think she missed. She plummeted down to earth, and she's not used to this. She's not used to the rejection. And without that thick skin, she got banged up pretty bad. But it's interesting, because now she gets to see what it's like from a man's side when this happens to us. Only difference is our skin is a lot thicker. ¶¶